This is The Boop Show, episode 187 for September 10th, 2018, with Scott and Brian. Everybody, welcome back to the Boop Show. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian. What's going on, Dunaway?
Hi, Scott. That's me, Brian. That's great. Hi, Scott. How's it going?
I'm all right. You were dancing very jauntily just now. Someone will make a gif out of that. It'll be great.
That was exciting, hard too. Not feeling the best this week, Scott, so I'm just trying to hang in.
You're fighting through it. It's that season, man. You're going to start having some weird flu things happen and whatnot. Go get your shots, everybody. Get your shots.
Go get your shots. I've already been dewormed. Might as well get my shots.
I'm going for shots this afternoon or this evening after this show's over. For real.
Shots.
Go to a Target. Oh. You know why I do it at Target? I have three reasons. I got a friend who works there, and I know he's good at it, so he doesn't, like, jab me wrong or anything. That's number one.
Oh, you were getting real shots. I thought you were
alluding to
some kind of getting liquor shots.
No, I'm getting flu shots. So I'm getting a flu shot at Target, and then that's for my buddy. And then also they're free there. But more than that, they give you a $5 gift certificate to use at Target. So I'm going to go there and use my $5 on something good. It'll be great.
I went to Target to get my free shots, and dadgummit, that man stuck me with a needle.
That's right.
I didn't like it.
Stay out of the hurricane is my main thing for you, because your whole state is like under lockdown or something right now.
Yeah, they announced and said, hey, if you're on the coast, get out.
Yeah, they don't want you down there.
Yeah, luckily for me, I live about 4 hours inland, so I'm safe.
You say inland or inland? How do you say it?
Inland.
Inland?
Inland. I just say inland.
I live about 3,000 miles inland, so.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, let's see. That's not true. California's only 12-hour drive. It's not 3,000 miles, is it?
So you're in greater danger of an avalanche.
Oh yeah,
than a hurricane.
Yeah, and yes, or flash flooding, or a hurricane, or what do you call those earthquakes? Because we live on this. There's this ancient fault here where I live called the Wasatch Fault, and that thing any day is just gonna go burp, open up like a big space vagina and kill us all. I'm really excited about it.
Can't wait. You have to hop a plane with I don't know, The Rock or someone.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not The Rock?
We're out of here.
Hey, I watched that movie. The what's it called? San Andreas?
San Andreas.
Yeah, it's really stupid. It's super dumb.
It was really dumb, but it was a lot of fun, just like most of his
movies. I would watch that again for Film Sock. I watched it with Tom Merritt when he was visiting last week, and we had a really good time with it. Yeah, it was super dumb, but when you're with friends, it's a good time.
That's recent pain, man.
Yeah, it is recent pain. It was it was a week ago tomorrow that I watched that.
Nice.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. It's just good to be here, I can tell you that. We're going to dive right into the world of video games. Now, I may have made some hemming and hawing last week about whether or not I was going to have time to play Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4.
And,
by the way, it's not Spider-Man colon something. It's just straight up Spider-Man with a dash. It's got the hyphen. People always forget that. Spider-Man's hyphenated.
Straight up Spider-Man.
And there was no way I thought I could get into that because I'm thinking, I got too much going on right now with some other games. Plus, it's $59, and do I really want to spend that right now? And right around the corner, in like a month, a little less or so, you got the Red Dead 2, which is I'm going to own that, play that, and it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. But I just thought, between now and then, how am I going to ever squeeze Spider-Man in? I think maybe I'll skip it. That's what I was saying to myself last time you and I recorded.
I don't blame you because, we're kind of at maximum Spider-Man at the theater. So I'm questioning going, do we really need another Spider-Man game? Haven't I played Spider-Man already?
I'm going to say to you right now, with all humility, I'm going to eat a little crow.
Mm.
I ended up getting it because of pressure from people. from my friends. That game is real good. Like, really good. To the point
I have seen it everywhere.
What do you think of those reviews? They've all been pretty solid so far, right? Like, people seem to be
all
into
been,
it.
It's all been great reviews. Looks like everybody's just having, just beyond the reviews, too, everybody seems to be having a great time playing it. And apparently it's the big thing that they have the spider camera. where you can take these, I guess these selfies, uh-huh, of Spider-Man. Yeah, that's all memeing the place up.
Yeah, people like the memes. They like to go and find themselves a couple of memes and sit down and enjoy their memes. This happens in this game. So this game's got a little bit of a meme generator with the selfie camera mode thing. It is delightful. For those who are like, hey, isn't it just like the Batman Arkham City, Arkham Asylum sort of combat? And the answer to that is absolutely similar, but I wouldn't call it the same. There's a lot of nuance here that you weren't doing with Batman, mainly with speed and webbery. Lots of good webbery going on. There's so much webbery going on. It's almost like you're Steven Webber playing the Batman or the Spider-Man there. Anyway, it is a it is great.
Now I got to know. Okay, so there's many Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's lots of different takes on Spider-Man. Is this the J. Jonah Jameson old school kind of storyline, or is this more in line with the newer stuff, or is this its own?
It's its own thing, but there's a lot of stuff happening. So there are, during the game, you'll run into some moments where you're like, oh, this is totally inspired by that one moment in that movie. There's a joke about what's his name? The Kingpin hanging upside down and he's in front of Spider-Man, and Spider-Man goes, is this the part where we kiss? Which is totally a Tobey Maguire reference, right? Like that stupid kiss scene with him and Mary Jane. So there's stuff like that, but the overall story, character arcs, and kind of what's going on in the game is much more based on the comics and what's happening in the comics currently. So I'll give you a couple examples. You are working with Doc Ock, Octavius.
He's the bad guy. Why would you work with Doc Ock?
In some of the current comic line storylines, he is not a bad guy yet. He's just a brilliant scientist you're doing work with. And so that's how they're treating him here. I have a feeling he's going to go bad before the game ends, but I don't know. I'm not that far. The other thing I noticed is you're kind of on the outs with Mary Jane, but you still kind of interact with her and stuff, but you're not really in a relationship with her. You're not in high school anymore. You're like somewhere like 19, 22, somewhere in that range. This Spider-Man is. Aunt May is around. J. Jonah Jameson, he exists, but you no longer work for the paper. And neither does he. He's running his own kind of Alex Jones-like radio show.
Oh, my gosh, really?
And it's great. It's great.
I have been out of the comics too long for Spider-Man then.
Yeah. Now, that stuff, I can't confirm or deny the radio thing because I don't know what they're doing with J. Jonah Jameson. But in this thing, he's like become this talk show host that's mainly spends his time bashing on Spider-Man and complaining or talking about the bad guys in the world and what they're up to.
Alex Jones,
that.
Total, right?
Just very, very up in your face. I wouldn't say, I mean, it's conspiratorial, but it's not like political at all or anything. It's stays firmly in the world. So there's a lot of that going on story-wise. What I'm most impressed with is it's beautiful game. Looks incredible, especially the city. My gosh, the city of New York is perhaps the best realized version of New York I've seen in a video game. It has really fluid, fun combat. Getting around the city, swinging through buildings, doing all that business could not be more fun.
If you don't have that nailed down, a Spider-Man game, you're out.
Oh yeah, you have to do it. You have to do that bit right. There's great aerial combat. Showing the chat room some right now. There's like just really great sort of. I don't know. You just feel like you're. There's always something fun to do immediately. Like, you're never going, oh, boy, this part's a slog. Now, I say that, but there's one part I don't like. And this isn't a spoiler. It's just a thing in the game. Occasionally, you'll take old circuits because, you know, you're kind of like you're a little scientist dude, right? That's what Peter Parker is. He's not, you know, people forget about his science side. So you'll go to research stuff, and sometimes they'll make you do these, like, puzzles where you got to put circuits together. And like video game hacking games, mini games, they kind of suck. They're not great. They're just sort of, you know, that old pipe game when we were younger, we had to make sure all the pipes were connected or the water couldn't run. What's that called?
Pipes?
Is it just called pipes?
I think it's just called pipes. There was one called pipes, but I don't know if that's the one you're thinking
of. It may be pipe dream, pipe. I don't know. Whatever that was. There's a ton of that in this game. Not a ton. I'm sorry. I take that back. I don't want to ruin it for everybody. There's not a ton. There's been a little bit so far, and I did not enjoy those sequences. I didn't hate them, but I just felt like it took me out of the action and took me out of the fun. Other than that, I don't have, I mean, it's kind of a quibble anyway. I really don't have anything bad to say about it. It's very open worldy, lots to do, lots to see, tons of side content, blah, blah, blah.
There was a worry for me for this game. First of all, I missed the God of War special edition PlayStation 4 Pro, which I really wanted. I knew the next one wasn't coming out until Spider-Man came out, and I almost waited. And it's a pretty sweet looking console.
Mm-hmm.
So to the game, there was one concern I had about the game, and that was, how is the voice work?
Because great. Really good.
You gotta nail that for a Spider-Man.
I think really good. Here's some right here. You want to hear it? Let me give you a little.
You started without me.
The grant committee's director will be here soon. It's fine, Parker. I invented this equipment. I think I can handle it.
Doc Ock?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for Peter Parker to say something.
Howard Danter.
This is a little cutscene going on here. We're not getting a lot. Here we go.
Maybe we should abort.
Not yet.
Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah, they're all really good. Nobody here is, though, like, none of these are from the movies. These are all just regular old ass voice actors, but they all do a really good job. The mocap's really strong. The facial stuff is better than usual. I would put it close to Uncharted's kind of the best at that. Like, they're really good at expressions and emoting and everything. I think this is close to that. It's not perfect, but there are moments where it's very uncanny. It's like, oh, wow, these are like real people in this world. Graphically,
I'm glad we're at a place as a society that we've seen enough, we've complained enough about the Spider-Mans that was given to us, that we no longer get hung up on whether or not he has armpit spider webbings or
right.
if he's wearing the exact wearing the exact costume that he's supposed to be wearing.
There's a really great moment that you'd love in this game about the spider webbing under the pits, and he makes a very specific comment about it. That's the one thing I didn't mention. Game is full of those kinds of things. Little bits from his past. When he delivered pizza and he wore that stupid hat. That has a part to play in this. There's a cameo in this thing that'll make you think you're watching the MCU version of Spider-Man. There's other scenes where you're like, oh, no, that's definitely a Sam Raimi reference. Or here's one that's a comic reference that it's so obscure you only knew it if you read the 70s versions of Spider-Man. Like, they seem to want to give a love letter.
Love
it's not
it.
Fan service, but they want to make a love letter to Spider-Man fans of all ages, and at the same time make a compelling game all on its own with its own original story. And I think it does a really good job of that, at least so far. I'm having a great time. Now, more
it
importantly
is on
though,
my list to get. I got to have it.
More importantly though, I just want to make this very clear. There are a lot of open world games for you to spend your time in, okay?
Mm.
I think this is one of the best in recent memory. There are many games like this, certainly.
There are many games like this, but this one is mine.
Great big open world, place to go do a thing, do a mission, get some money, come back, burp, burp, burp. Like, that's not, we're not talking about the most unusual kind of game design, right? But I feel like this has honed some of that stuff into a really fine art. It feels really, really good. You buy different suits. You do that through spending currency that you earn by solving crimes, saving people, doing Spider-Man stuff. There's main missions, side missions, little tiny missions that you can just go do real quick. Stuff all around you on your map. And when you unlock new areas, you're just like, oh, let's go save this lady. Okay, oh, let's go take a picture of that building and add it to these pictures, because if I get all the photos done, this lady's going to give me a cool black suit. The suits come with their own powers. You can apply those powers to other suits, so you can kind of look how you want to look. They have everything from, like, here's the classic Spider-Man, here's the more modern one, here's the Tony Stark design one, here's the one that's in the box art, which is like what they call it, the white spider. And the abilities it has. And I don't know how many there are total. It looks like there's a grid of probably 50 or something suits. I can't tell what it is. But I've unlocked two or three of them so far. It's just got a kind of one of these great, like, I want to do everything kind of vibes to it. And the city is just a joy to swing in and to just,
I'm swinging in the city. I'll tell you, the chat room is full of great little quips and spoilers. But I do see one message here. No one smuck, or number one smuck. I'm not sure which. Are they still using ray casting for the web swings? Scott, are they using ray casting?
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
What's ray casting? It's a ray casting, man.
I have no idea what that means. If they mean, does it just, okay, here's one thing you can't do in this game. You can't just shoot webs anywhere and swing. If you're in the city, you need to be around buildings.
Right.
So you can attach to those buildings and swing with them. If you're not, if you're in a place like out in the water and there are no buildings nearby or structures like that, you're done swinging. You just fall into the water or wherever it is and run because you can't swing without structural integrity around you. It's
sometimes
really cool.
Sometimes they kind of cheat that in some Spider-Man games.
Yeah, no, in most of them, like 2 and 3, you could just swing wherever and it went like straight up into the sky and it was like some invisible blimp up there. Doesn't work that way here. Doesn't work that way here. So you have a lot of sort of stick to the side of a building, swing around the side of it. If you are flying too low, you may end up, you know, rolling on the ground and having to get up and do it again. Just it has a really fluid feeling to it, but it also feels weirdly realistic. If that makes
any
sense.
Do I rent this or buy it? Rent or buy? Go, I mean, tell me.
My opinion is buy because I think this is super good so far. So
I mean, I can put in 8 hours of rental. You think I'm going to get more than 8 hours worth of entertainment?
I mean, the main story is supposed to be around 15. The extra stuff is something closer to, I don't know what it is. After you do every little nook and cranny.
We're 3 days from the red box, and it's in there now. I'm looking, and 3 days, I can get it for like $7 or so. I think I could do it in one weekend.
There's a really good stealth mechanic. The video that I'm showing the chat room is using some of it right now, where you can you basically pull a dude up while he's not looking and create a cocoon of him.
Oh, like
yeah, where you wrap them all up in your webs. The web tech in it's really good looking, like just lots of great particles. It's very the McFarlane kind of goopy, curly webs, you know what I mean? Like they're not straight and clean. They're like all, well, like McFarlane used to draw them. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. And it just feels good, dude. That's the thing with these games. If it feels good, I'm like all in across the board, and it feels really good. So
Number one Smuck says, you kind of answered his question, I believe. He says, programming technique, referring earlier to his ray tracing question. Programming technique designates spots on the buildings on the fly, keeps spider from swinging on web that connects to nothing.
I don't know.
So you
kind of
answered that. Yes.
I guess I did answer that. Yeah, you never feel like you're just swinging in the sky. You've got to kind of, and so you plan your routes that way. It's like, oh, I'm going to go down this street because there's tons of buildings, or I'm going to go around this way because there's tons of this other stuff or whatever. Lots of gadgets, lots of upgrades.
Do you get to talk to Tony Stark any? Does he call you on the phone?
No, but Stark Tower is there. Avengers Tower is there. You can go. There's actually one of your backpacks you're trying to collect up there is up there. It's a bag full of sand. I'll leave it to you to catch the joke.
What's in it?
Yeah, like there are people who heard me say that right now and go, oh, right.
Hayden Church?
A lot of stuff like that. No, there's not. No, right. It's not a three reference. Think newer. No. Think newer. Think like real recent.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Don't say sand in the Spider-Man universe unless you're going to refer to the Sandman.
It's a good point. It's more like ashes or something.
How about dust?
Yeah, there dust. Ashes and dust. Exactly. There's also just every perch is kind of marked for you. If you want to just leap to the perch real quick, you hit the two trigger buttons and up you go to the perch. The biggest comparison here would probably be the Arkham series, and I don't think that's unfair. I think it's very much owes a bunch of its methodology to that game, to those games, and I think it does its best to make it its own.
Superhero City Exploration is just, that was, the Arkham series really nailed it.
Oh, no, Arkham games are amazing. They were so good, and they deserved all the credit they got. This is kind of just taking that into a new place, a new direction. There's one complaint people have. I just saw it happen in the video, so I want to mention this here, and those listening at home can perhaps commiserate. One of the complaints some people have is that Batman and Spider-Man are both known for non-lethality. They would rather subdue their foes and not kill them. And Spider-Man spends a lot of time kicking dudes off of really high places to their deaths. Now, I don't think they should change that because it's actually a really cool effect, but it does kind of go counter to Spider-Man's whole thing, which is I really don't want to kill anybody. I just want to help. Right. Here's the other thing I'll say. This is probably important to you as it was for me. Okay, so I'm thinking of you as I know you.
You know,
if you're going to do Spider-Man, it's kind of like doing, it's a bit like saying you're going to make a Deadpool movie or a Deadpool cartoon. You have to talk, you have to be good at the Spider-Man talk or forget it. Like, you've got to be good at what Spider-Man's, when he needs to be snarky, when he shouldn't be snarky, the kinds of things he says, when he says them, if they're actually funny. Like, that stuff is really hard to do. And I am I'm pleased as a peach. Is that a thing? Is that even a word? Am I making that up?
I'm pleased as punch.
I'm pleased to, oh, this thing's freaking out. Hold on.
We're getting all kinds of discordy.
Yeah, I think it's actually Chrome doing it. Okay, how about now? Is that better?
Oh yeah, you open Chrome up. Yeah, sometimes I'll do that.
Chrome's just dumb. Chrome is dumb. It's just like a giant monster of memory eating, and it's eating my
memory. It is. It's like, oh, do you have 16 gigs? Thank you.
Yeah, I have.
Have any more?
I have 32. No. You'd think it would behave better than this.
No, it takes what it can. It says, oh, you got 32? I'll take all of it.
Yeah, I'll take every pound you got, every cent you got. Anyway, my point. What was my point? My point was
it was peachy keen.
The game's great.
No, it was.
I could go on a lot longer, but I don't need to. Everybody and their dog's probably playing this, so me coming in here saying, Spider-Man's good. Everybody is what? It's a lot better than it probably deserves to be. Insomniac makes great games, so I don't know why I even think that. But sometimes these don't work out, and this is freaking working out. It's awesome, and I think people should play it. Out now. PS4 exclusive. You can't get it anywhere else. Which is a little bit of a bummer. I'd love to see this run on a PC, but whatever.
I don't know if I'd want that. I mean, I think I prefer most of my Spider-Man games to be on the PlayStation. I think it fits there for me for some reason.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe because Sony has that connection.
Well, they own it.
Maybe it's just right. Yeah, it's a Sony property, right? Spider-Man's still
Pictures.
Yeah, Sony's still. Yeah, yeah, because Spider-Man's still Sony, right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't actually sold over to Marvel yet.
No.
Or Disney or whatever you want
to. Well, no need to. I mean, as long as Marvel, they're currently experiencing some unprecedented cooperation on the thing.
You'd be dumb not to.
Yeah. Which is good. That last movie was good. So
it was really good.
And how he shows up in, MCU stuff is great as well. So anyway, it's great. Play it. Spider-Man, it's awesome. This will easily be on my list for Game of the Year this year. Whatever my list looks like at the end of the year, this is in it.
So it's going to be that game you said was the Game of the Year. What was that thing you said of the week?
The thing I said? You mean, are you talking about Dead Cells, one of the greatest games
That's
of the year?
That's it. Dead Cells. That's whatever that
Here's what
is.
You're going to end up at the year. Okay, if the Dead year Cells, if the year God ended right now, here are my three top, these are my top three.
Okay.
Probably in this order. Right now, anyway. Because it changes today. Right as of today here'd be my top three. Number one to number three.
All right, go
Spider-Man.
Wow.
And I admit that's big part of it. Could be I'm in the middle of it and I'm having a ball.
I
so
definitely think so. Yeah,
it totally could be. I won't deny that. Second, Dead Cells. Third, God of War.
All right
now anyway, you gotta play it. It's good.
I believe it. I'm just curious of the how long I'll be interested. Cause I like open world games, but sometimes I get lost and I just lose interest after, 8-12 hours. I kind of like start going, I don't really feel like poking around.
Feel less that way with this one. Like there's less, it's very clear what you're meant to do. It's not, how do I put this? It's hard to explain. A lot of open world games can end up with kind of a clunky mid game where you're just like, oh, look at all this stuff I haven't done yet. And this doesn't feel quite that way. Like as long as you're kind of doing stuff as you go.
Red Dead Redemption had such a strong storyline, even though part of it was you could kind of go open world, but most of it was contained within the story. So I always felt like I was heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait for that game. I mean, it's probably going to be number one. I mean, who are we kidding?
It's going to be number one. It's going to push everything else down, right?
Everything will go down a rung. Yeah.
That's right.
Sorry, God of War. You're going to get bumped out. Of I think you're great and all, but it's good. A bad year for good video games. Anyway, tell me about Agent A, which sounds nothing like Spider-Man. What is this?
No, Agent A. This is a mobile game. Agent A, a puzzle in disguise. Like I got this for my Android device. I believe it's also on iPad. I believe it was on sale, still is on sale for 99 cents. It is a loving I wouldn't say it's necessarily a loving homage to like the James Bond, but it is that era from the 60s, and you're a agent and a spy, and someone is targeting the agents who work in your your intelligence community. And it starts off, you're kind of communicating with the head man, and then next thing you know in the story, you're on a boat, you're heading towards a boat, and it blows up.
It's very so now, very 50s, 60s spy era looking art. This is cool.
Yes, yes, it's very it's got that illustrated look to it. You know, everything is very big blocks of you know, shapes and just big swaths of color. It's a good looking game.
Yeah,
I think it's a great looking game. But you know, the crux of it, there's a little bit of story that kind of drags you along, but the most of it is trying to figure out the puzzles. After the boat explosion, you end up on Ruby Red, who is the person that you are after, assuming that she is the one who has blown up everything and is after the agents. And you're at her house, her lake house, which is full of huge, you know, glass vistas and stuff. And you just, you have to go through the house and find clues. Once you find a clue, you use that to solve a puzzle with that clue. And you get a key and you unlock the next puzzle. And as you're going along, you always kind of get kind of close to catching Agent A, or I'm sorry, Ruby LaRouge is actually the bad agent's name. And you're always like right on her heels and she always just gets away. But it's got some, it's kind of cutely written.
What's
I had a
the
lot
gameplay?
Of fun. I played
what
all
you,
the way through.
What do you do? Like, what's the minute-to-minute gameplay here? What do you do?
All right, so the minute-to-minute gameplay is you go into a room, you start clicking on things with your finger because it's a mobile game, and you start, you'll find like a panel on the wall and you'll click it, and then the panel will open up and like, oh, look inside this. There's buttons you got to press, and you'll randomly start trying to push buttons, and then you'll realize you got to get a clue, so you have to leave that area and go find clues and come back and solve the puzzle. Try not to give away too much of what's going on, but yeah, that's essentially it.
It's a point and click adventure game, basically.
It's the point and clicker. That's it. The clicker point and clicker adventure puzzle game, where you're being led along by Ruby LaRouge, who is constantly taunting you as you get closer. But there's all kinds of cool little puzzles. There's musical puzzles where you have to play a piano matching the clue that you found. You have to hit just the right notes. If you don't get it, it's a memory game. You have to go back and you have to tap it all over again.
I hate memory games. I hate them.
It's not the only thing. You got plenty of other things too. There's lots of, like you talked about pipes earlier. There's like games in there with pipes where you have to figure out how to move the pipes around and make it so that the flow is correct. You'll get a visual cue that you need to go back and turn the water off at certain area that you saw earlier, and you're like, you made a note of it. It's like, why couldn't I do anything with that stupid thing?
Yeah.
And then you know, and then you figure it out.
Yeah.
This style
is so cool looking. It looks really good. I love this look.
Yeah, it's really a fun game. It's chapter based, and right now I have played all the way through the first four chapters, and there's a fifth chapter supposed to be released in 2018 sometime this year. It's called The Final Blow. I'm assuming that's going to be the final blow. I guess that's the reason why they probably put it down to 99 cents to get me enticed.
That reminds me. You said The Final Blow, and it reminded me of The Final Score. And then it reminded me that Dave Bautista's in a new action movie called The Final Score. How do you feel about that? Does it bug you at all?
I saw that. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm actually excited.
I want to see it. I don't mean does it bug us like we don't want to see it. I mean, does it just throw you to hear the name? It throws me to hear the name.
Yeah, it did. It did. When I first saw it, I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, That's not clicking in my head.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. It is weird. It is weird. Every time I see the little trailer, I've seen it a lot on IMDb recently. Yeah. Little ads and stuff for it. Yeah, it blows my mind.
Yeah, I want to see it though. I like Dave Bautista. He's cool.
You got to see it. You got to see it. And you can't beat Agent A's price at 99 cent.
No, that seems all right. That seems pretty good.
Wow, it has some really good reviews, like a 4.8 on the Google Play Store.
On the Google Play?
Yeah, on the Google Play Store.
Let's take a look on iOS, see how it's doing over there. Agent A, right?
Agent A.
Nope, Agent A. A-hole. Here it is. It's $4.99 over here. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh!
Hold on, it might be on sale. I may have screwed up. Oh, I think the sale might be over. Anyway, it's high on here as well, 4.something.
Right. It's fun. I like it.
Five stars total. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a pretty smart game. I like it. It's just the puzzles are just hard enough to kind of have you go back over certain areas going, oh, did I miss something? Did I miss something? But not so frustratingly hard that you just want to quit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love this Art Deco stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It reminds me of Invisible Ink. You know, I've told you about that before.
Oh, yeah. I love that game.
Very similar to that, stylistically speaking. So all right.
Agent A, Agent a puzzle A. in disguise.
Yep, there it is. Agent A. Go get it, grab it, catch it. What's Agent Alice? Is that a same thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, it looks like they're ripping it off.
Ripping it off. Do you like Agent A? Wait till you see Agent Alice.
Agent Alice. She also has an A in her name. All right. I'm going to tell you now about a little game that's been out for a while, but I finally picked it up because it was on sale. And that game is Road Redemption. Have you heard of Road Redemption before?
I have not heard of Road Redemption. Wait a minute. Have I seen this before? Did we talk about this before?
Maybe. I don't know. Right. I mean, you know all about Road Rage, the old Road
Rage
game.
So that's what this base looks like.
This is like a spiritual. Well, the thing is, EA is never going to make a Road Rage ever. Like, if they do, I'd be shocked out of my mind because the EA doesn't make cool games anymore. So
this is so timely. Did you see that jackass? I forget which racing circuit it was, but they're on motorcycles as well, and he reaches over and grabs one of the competitors' handbrake. They're going 140 miles per hour.
For real?
And he just takes his left hand and just kind of leans over a little bit and goes, squeeze.
Oh.
And the dude goes,
That's not good, is it? That'd be a bad
way
to live.
No, it's not. He is out. Yeah. That dick is out.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of this here deal. So if you played Road Rage back in the day, this is an old Genesis Super NES era thing. They also had a game on the 3DO, which was pretty great, but again, I think it's the last one they made. EA sucks. They were never going to make one. So these guys get together and like, you know what? Let's do a Kickstarter. I think it's how it started way back. And then they started building it out. They called it Road Redemption. And it is basically Road Rage. except there's a couple of unique things about it. The maps are generated before the race. So they're not pre-done maps, although those exist in the game too for other modes and stuff. But the main mode is like, here's a brand new map you've never seen in your life before, and it's all constructed sort of on the fly. The goal is similar to Road Rage. You race on your motorcycles, and you have different weapons, and your job is to try to stop the other racers by hacking their heads off or whacking them in the gut with a bat or whatever it takes to get them off their bike and flinging off into the desert. So that's the premise. The premise, story-wise, the premise is this kind of Mad Max future-ish sort of. Although there are a lot of nice cars in your way, so I don't understand why that's going on, but whatever. It feels like you're on a stretch. So it's like you're somewhere between Utah, Arizona, and Nevada on this highway here. Right. Like, that's kind of the setting. And it's a visceral good time. Very high speed. Feel like you're going really quick. You have lots of different moves you can do with the other characters that you're trying to stop. Trying to be in first place and take everybody down. Frantic and crazy and a pretty good time. So this thing's already only $20, I think. Is that right? Yeah. I got it for like $6.50 or whatever the sale was. I don't remember what it was. But it was less than 10. And
so
I just
Road
said,
Redemption.
Road Redemption.
Yeah.
Not
Road
to
Redemption.
No, this is the Road
to
Redemption.
So it's not really redemption if you're beating somebody in the face. That's not really redemption, is it?
No, I mean, that's...
You can't be redeemed by taking a crowbar to somebody's face.
If you want to get technical, I'm with you 100%. But I think I think they're not thinking that way. Multiplayer is probably a riot in here. I've not done that, so I couldn't tell you. There's couch competitive, so you can have four screens all split up just like the old days. So there's ways to do this. Hey, do you remember Skitchers? Do you remember that game?
Scale, yeah.
That was another EA game, and it was kind of based on this, except you were on skates, and the way you would move is you'd have to zoom up to the rear of a car, grab it by the bumper, and then launch yourself forward from the bumper to the next car. That's how you'd maintain your speed. And any other skaters you would run across, you would pound them in the face and knock them over if you saw them.
And maybe I don't remember that game. I think I'm thinking of something else. Oh, what was this one called?
Skitchers is great. This is Road Redemption. Skitcher, or the one I'm talking about is Skitchers. It's like from that time, 16-bit era kind of racing thing. I actually bought that game. Anyway, $49
You, what other thing could you rhyme? Because it's what they would call it when the, you start two words with the same name for memory purposes. Because I mean, Road Rash.
Oh, right.
So were they looking for something else, and Redemption was the only thing that was left?
What, did I say Road Rage before? I meant Road Rash. Did I say
Road Rash?
What did I say? Did I say
I
Road
may
Rage?
Have said Rage.
I might have said the wrong thing. If I had been, and you know what, the chat room, I had to close you because Chrome took a poop, so I haven't seen anything they've said. They bring them back up. They may have been correcting me. Yeah, there they are. They're telling me it's Road Rash. I knew that. I was just, my brain's not working. It's freaking Road Rash,
like Road
is the
Rage,
one I'm talking about.
Okay, so while you're talking about Road Rash, you might as well talk about, what, did you have a favorite Road Rash?
Sorry. These guys are, they're making fun of me. It is Road Rash. Sorry, did I what now? Say it again.
Road Rash. Did you have a favorite Road Rash? Like, would you
version?
Play on the PC, the arcade? Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. Did they have it in the arcade?
I'll give you mine.
They didn't have it in the arcade, did they? No.
I think I remember playing. Yeah, of course
no.
they did.
No.
Of course they did. This no. is, of course, it was a game in the arcade.
EA doesn't do stuff in arcades. They never
you
did.
You might
that.
Be right.
I don't think they did. I had the Genesis version. That's all I ever had was Genesis. Oh, and 3DO. I had the
PlayStation when it was Jailbreak.
Oh. Is that Wayne? But that's not actually Road Rash, is it?
It's Electronic Arts Road Rash.
Is it?
It's called Road Rash Jailbreak.
All right. Yeah. There are two things they need to get rid of, or they need to come out with. They need to come out with a proper Road Rash. Chat room, I got it right this
rash.
Time.
Rash.
Proper Road Rash and proper Mutant League Hockey. It's all I want.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I know there's already a Mutant League or League Mutant, whatever they named it. It's another attempt to make a thing that EA refuses to make. So somebody's making a football one, and that's fine. Mutant League football was fun. But I really want Mutant League Hockey again. It was one of my favorite games ever. I loved it. I loved Mutant League Hockey. The whole Mutant League sports thing was my favorite thing for a long time there. Oh, he has a gun in this video. No way. Okay, I'm not playing nearly enough Road Redemption because there's things.
Maybe
happening.
I'm thinking of Hangout.
Hangout? What's
no,
Hangout?
No, that's a road. That was that in
a,
the arcade.
It's a Google product.
I swore I played Road Rash of some sort in the arcade.
Are you sure you didn't play where you could hit somebody with a stick or whatever while they were riding next to you?
Yeah, it was a motorcycle, and you could definitely hit them with a stick, and maybe I'm just getting those confused.
Chat room, no?
I see. So, I don't know. I swear I could play this arcade, too.
Road Rash.
I want to say this is the first time I ever played it. Or maybe it was on...
Why did I call this Road Rage? I'm irritated that I called it that.
Oh,
it was
just
such
Road
a,
Rage. That's what we experience every day when you drive in Utah.
I was just such a huge fan of Road Rash, but you'd think I'd remember the name, right? That doesn't seem like much of a fan at all.
Road Rash.
Anyway, the long story of the short story and of all the stories is... it's pretty good. I feel like the only thing, it's a little jittery jumpy for me.
Right.
I wish there was there's a stiffness to the characters and the motorcycles that I don't like. Now, someone would say, well, Scott, what do you mean? Like, Road Rash was totally stiff because the old 16-bit, you know, bitmap stuff wasn't even 3D. Yeah, but... That's because you were limited then. I feel like these guys could have gone for a little more, I don't know. It's just less animated than I'd like. That rider looks like he's just made of like hard wood. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
But
oh, by the way, I found that. Speaking of just one more thing about, I just posted in our chat room, the link to that moron pulling real life Road Rash.
This really happened?
Yeah, I don't know if you can see that video or not.
I'm looking right now.
I just posted it in there. But if you see really this guy, man, this? You can't. It's like, oh my God, he's
this
insane.
This is like a MotoGP. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, MotoGP. Yeah.
All right, let's see what he does. Oh, you are an a-hole. Do you think they're buddies?
No, they are rivals. This guy got fired. Because that was, oh my God, how do you do that? That's just like the biggest dick move in the.
Let me hear the sound on this. Here we go. Oh, what a butthole. That is so not cool, dude.
I expect that to be the cool move you can finish a move you can do in the next Road Rash. If it ever comes out. Oh, Houdini7 is saying he's done that before. I don't really follow MotoGP, but that certainly got my attention. What a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick. All right. Well, speaking of dicks, tell me about this game, which sounds like a dick.
Shadowblade Reload.
Shadowblade Reload. Told me about this. Didn't we talk about this last time? I thought we did.
Yeah, we did. We did. We had several people recommend this last week, and I believe it was Justin Hall on Twitter said, you got to pick it up. I was like, all right. So I did Shadowblade for the PS4. I paid mere pennies for it. I think it was like $2.99 or something.
But
it's kind of like Shinobi meets Meat Boy meets Lord of the Rings.
Whoa, wait, Lord of the Rings. Okay, wait, before you tell me more, this is the one that was originally a mobile game and then they kind of consolified it, right? Isn't that the deal?
That is my understanding of the game, but I think it'd be, I don't know how difficult it'd be to play on mobile, to be honest with you. I had a really good time, but only because I was able to get down my gestures right.
I have this on my phone. This is absolutely a mobile game. Although, I mean, clearly they've done something to Shadow Blade,
or is this Shadow Blade Reload?
Yeah, no, there's no reload. There's no reload on mobile. This is a specific console version of this game. And it sounds like they've tailored it to the console experience, which is good.
Right. It's a really fast action platformer, and you're in your dojo. Just mind your own business as you always do, wearing your full, Snake Eyes garment.
Oh, I was wrong. Sorry, Shadowblade. I didn't mean to derail you, but
go ahead.
It's right here. It's hard to see because of the lighting, but it's Shadowblade Reload is now on the phone also, and it looks like if you already own Shadowblade, it let you have that update for free.
Oh,
I wonder how this plays though. Because I need a controller for this.
I enjoyed it with my PS4 controller. Yeah. I don't know if it would be nearly as much fun on a mobile device because there is a lot of areas where you have to be very precise, and I just don't know if I'd get that in a mobile device. It's a lot of fun though. It's really fast, and it reminds me of Meat Boy because when you first start out, they do take you through a real good progression of learning how to do moves and allowing you to perfect those moves. And then when you get a little further in the game, you start sticking to walls. Mm. I mean, once you get down the controls just right, you can do almost anything, go almost to any area that you want. You have to time it just right. You have to be really good, but you stick to the walls really well. You slide down, you'll grab a hold of a wall and you can just slide down slowly until you get to the right place and you can just kind of push yourself off. So this is kind of like my Spider-Man on the cheap.
Yeah.
Action platform.
Kind of, yeah. It's a side-scrolling Castlevania-ish thing.
Right. Side-scrolling, puzzle-solving Castlevania.
Yeah.
You're fighting against it. It progressively gets harder. You keep going to different areas of this massive training facility that you're at because you're trying to get to the master who is being attacked currently by the baddies. And as you go along, it's kind of really neat in trying to think what introduces characters like this. I kind of want to say, anyway, every time you come up against a new bad guy, it kind of stops. Everything stops, and you'll get the big flash of the character type he is.
Yeah.
It's like, zoom, blade sucker. and then the next thing you know, now you recognize that there's a blade sucker. And every time you come across a blade sucker, you know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And I like that mechanic because once I see him, I'm like, okay, so I got to do this step.
Right.
So you build your strategy as you go along, and they combine them in really interesting ways. So the gameplay is really fun and it's beautiful to look at for a, just a side scrolling action platformer, beautiful to look at. Yeah. And they throw in these really cool, in between storytelling parts that are, that classic, comic book look. They'll throw up the comic book, and it's kind of almost like a motion comic, really. It's not just still frames of panels coming up at you. It's, you got your characters, they kind of zoom in over the backgrounds and
would
stuff.
You say you should play Dead Cells because everything you're describing Dead Cells does, and then with a bunch
but
of extra stuff.
The difference is this was $2.99.
That's a good point.
So
you could buy, let's see, 15 what's 15 divided by 3?
That'd be 5, Scott.
So you could buy 5 copies of this game for one copy of Dead Cells.
Give it to all my friends. And I'll tell you, I finally had to stop playing. I played for a couple of hours. I want to go back and finish playing some more this next week. But I got to a point where I was being chased by the bad guy. And he's like in this mech suit. He's like in this big mech suit chasing after me. And you have to hit all of your target spots right dead on until you get through. And man, I must have died, repeat, like 40 times.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. I just kept playing.
Well, it's good. Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Available now on PlayStation for cheap. You can also get it for the same level of cheap on mobile devices. And it looks like it also uses...
And that is Shadow Blade Reload.
It uses a MiFi controller as well. So if you have one of those, you will have a controller on mobile.
There's something really good about it's the way the graphics are compared to, because when you come to a room, your character is pretty small in comparison to the screen. So you can kind of see where you need to go. And I just feel like if it was on a mobile device, it'd be really difficult to either see your character.
Well, it's because you and I have old guy eyes now. We have old eyes. That's what we have.
Yeah.
That's the deal. All right, look.
Dead sale.
I spent $5 on something.
What?
And I'm going to tell you about it. I picked up a game that I've already bought once and then returned. But I got it again because it was cheaper. It was only $5.99, or $4.99, sorry. And that is Black Desert Online. And you're going, Scott, what are you even doing? You're playing World of Warcraft like crazy.
Isn't
what are you
that
doing?
Free?
No, it's cost you a little bit of money and then you just play it. So no,
oh, I know who this is.
It's not free at all, but it's a Korean MMO, Korean developed MMO, which sometimes I like to check these out, see what's going on, in the world of Korean MMOs for some reason. I don't know why they fascinate me, but they do. And, graphically, this one's very nice, but people are fond of this one, going into it. There's a pretty good size fan base for it. They just released the game again under a new name. I think it's just called Remastered, which is weird because the game's not that old, and I don't know why you'd remaster it. But
it looks gorgeous, though. Very modern.
It's a pretty game. Very fluid, crazy magic abilities, blah, blah, blah. Video I'm watching right now is like an older version of it, but it's basically the same idea. Anyway, it's an MMO, and it's goofy as hell, and I don't know what I expected. It's
looks
fine.
Like there's a lot of character types, like all thrown together.
Oh, tons of them. There's a ninja and there's a dual-bladed guy called a hacker or something like that. They have a lot of unique names. Some of them you'll know, like, oh, there's a wizard, obviously, and this guy's like a regular old, you know, tank-style warrior-type dude.
I'm trying to figure out this one girl. She looks like a pirate slash archer slash...
Yeah, she's an... I think she's called an archer, I think. So there's, you know, different specializations and all of that. Much more action oriented controls, so, you know, holding shift and doing a thing and jumping forward and moving back, and I think you can use a controller with it as well. I'm not 100% sure on that, but the big complaint on Steam, there's a bunch of recent bad reviews, and whenever that happens, Steam puts up their little thing that says, oh, there's some weird activity here, so read at your own risk or whatever. And I read through a bunch of them, and it seems to be the problem is this remastered version launched with some additional features and some new cool new stuff, but it also added a whole bunch of in-store items that people think are really egregious and very pay to win. I haven't messed with any of that. I just thought, hey, I'll spend the $5 and just sort of have the experience and talk about it on the show. It seems fine. There are probably people that are really into this game. It's more open and sandboxy than your typical MMO. But I think I'm not leaving WoW for this by any stretch. but it's fine. It seems fine. Like if you're, as Korean MMOs go, this is fine.
Right.
I'm
going to allow this.
Yeah, this is okay. I mean, it looks really good. That's one thing. It's super impressive. Like, I don't know what engine this is. It might be like...
it looks smooth as buttery
poo.
Toast.
Oh, toast.
It's good. It looks good. Black Desert. Or is it dessert?
Desert. And you know what it looks like? It looks a lot like The Witcher is what I compare it to, graphically.
The color... I love the color palette because, you know, as much as I love World of Warcraft, sometimes I get tired of the brown.
Well, it depends on where you're at. You spend too much time on the Horde side. There's plenty of other colors in that game. You just are in the wrong place. But this
it's
is also
not as bright as this.
Well, they're also aiming for a much more realistic take here. This game's only a year or two old. Like, it's not quite a fair comparison. However,
no, it's not. I'm not here to say this is a WoW killer or none of that kind of trash.
Oh, not even close. They already had their chance to kill it, and they didn't do it.
Right. This seems very bright in comparison to and vibrant.
But the story, I got to say this, the quests and the story bits that they put in this thing, pretty freaking dumb. Like,
yeah.
Like, you just, the lady will say, these bugs are irritating me. And you'll go kill a bunch of bugs. And then you come back and say, I killed those bugs.
How is that any different than World of Warcraft?
There's the World of Warcraft is has an overarching storyline, and it puts you in the middle of it. So there is huge story in Warcraft. There's none here. It's just go do a thing. And that may be great for some people. Some people are like, oh, I want less story, or I want to just have a more open, like, I just want to grind out stuff. And this game's going to let you do that. Right. And the combat's super cool. It's fun to watch the combat.
Try this for free.
Yeah, you totally can. There's a demo or there's a free week going on or something. I'm trying to find some extra combat so the chat room can see some fighting here. And there's... It's not really
man, if you're looking for some eye candy, though, man, this is spot on.
It's a pretty game.
Mm-hmm.
I keeps doing it right as she's finished killing a thing. I'm not a very good skipper.
Maybe that's all she does. She just kills a thing.
Okay, here she goes. She's going to fight some. Oh,
what's your thing? I kill a thing.
Go kill a thing, lady. Ah, jeez. Anyway, it's all right.
Black Desert.
It's all right. There's some cool stuff in it. It's a little weird. It's all right.
I don't think you've ever gotten a game from. I don't think you've ever gotten a Korean game and said, "Oh, this is right up to my American sensibilities." You always go, "It's kind of weird."
It's always a little weird, which is why I'm fascinated with them because,
right?
We live in a world where these kind of games don't exist probably without innovations made by companies like Blizzard and others, because a lot of the same tropes and control schemes and like cooldowns thing, all that stuff's in here, right?
Right.
It's just that they're like, ooh, we can make way cooler tech, and we're going to do that, but then we can also just, then we'll just not do anything with the story. It'll just be, like, super dumb. Like, across the board, like, it's real dumb, but it seems, it's fine.
Right.
It's fine. If you're into grinding this stuff, these kind of games, there's way worse for you out there. And I may fiddle with it some more. It's $5.
It's only $5. Why am I worried about downloading a demo?
Well, it's on sale. It's on sale. It's more. It's normally, I don't know what it is normally, 20 or something.
Did you buy it off Steam or what?
Yeah,
did you get
I got it on Steam. Yeah. The first time I bought it, I paid full price, return it because it seemed dumb for the price. But now for $5, right. I'm totally willing to give them my money.
But Scott, you can get the Explorers package. It's the best value for $49.99 off your site.
No, I'm not doing it. No way. Freaking F it. I'm not doing it.
But you get a guest pass for 7 days. Come on.
Yeah. Not interested. I am interested in Figment on the PC. What is this? Tell me this. What is this?
Figment is one of the games that showed up in my monthly Humble Bundle. Apparently, I'm exploring the deep recesses of somebody's mind. Mm. It may be my own. Mm. This musical action adventure. There's a lot of music.
Here, let's hear it. Scott, I got some right here.
It's been forever. Now I have something important to tell you, buddy.
And there's also an annoying bird. Did I mention the annoying bird?
That bird makes me want to kill somebody.
I want to kill it, but don't get too mad because I've got a free copy of this to give out in the show.
Oh, let's do it. I like the look of it. It looks cool. I like what I'm looking at here.
The thing that, out of all the, I had like 6 or 7 games that I could have chosen to play this week from the Humble Monthly Bundle. And I looked at this one. I said, this one looks right up my alley because it's just is so good looking art wise. Everything is like hand drawn,
mm-hmm.
and it's got this real painterly effect to it. It kind of reminds me of the main character looks like he's wearing like a pajama suit, like you would see in Where the Wild Things Are or something like
that. That's what it reminds me of. Yeah. The Wild Things Are kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of got that style to it. And you're going up against. You're going up against a nightmare. So the story starts out, no spoiler here, really. I mean, there's narration at the very beginning, and you're listening to a mom and a son and a father riding in a car in the rain. You can't see anything, but you hear the dialogue, and apparently the kid is giving everybody a hard time.
Right.
And next thing you know, there's a car accident.
Right.
So apparently you're in one of these comatose minds, I'm assuming. I haven't finished the story yet, but what you basically got to do is the nightmares have escaped from the inner recesses of the mind and are basically causing havoc in the world. Mm. And you're playing as a character for whatever reason. I haven't exactly figured out what character he's supposed to be other than he's like a guardian. He used to guard the mind from scary thoughts. And so he is at employ again with his hockey stick.
What's this purple bug monster running around? Hold on. Let's see what this is.
That's the nightmare.
Okay.
Get that back. That book is mine.
Did they just go down the hall and say, "Hey, Phil, do you want to read these lines for our game?" Or what?
The music was all right, but yeah, the voice acting is a little annoying, but it may be up your alley if you like that kind of character acting. It might be for you. It's a little juvenile, if you ask me. I think I could have put up with something a little more sophisticated. I think it would fit better in because it's a pretty sophisticated looking nightmare kind of world.
I like that, and the pencils make up a lot of bridges and stuff. Those pencils are cool.
Yes, that is one of the things that's very cool. You're apparently a very creative person because there's a lot of things in this world are of the creative type.
Yeah.
And actually some of the parts of the brain, and it's fun because some of the parts of the brain you go to, all of it's like in floating platforms, like big stone big rock platforms that you're walking on. You're walking between bridges that are usually made up of pencils, like you said, sharpened pencils.
Yeah.
And as you go along, different parts of the mind may be more abstract. So when you get to certain areas, the abstract becomes more of the art style. So it's really fun visually. And the music, like I said, is there, and it kind of drives you along. But the dialogue is really painful.
Here's some more.
It's painful. What are those anyway?
Don't care. I need to get through it.
Oof, that's some rough.
Right. That's the I will say the voice, and I wouldn't even say it's the voice acting as much as maybe the dialogue itself kind of falls flat. But believe it or not, it's not as distracting as you would think once you start playing the game.
It looks really neat. I'm impressed with the
it
look
really
of this.
Is. If you're play Samurost.
Yeah, I love Samurost. Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that look as well.
Also good music in a game.
Oh, also very good music. Mm-hmm. But I've had a good time so far. I haven't played in this one as much as I played my other games this week. So I haven't went as far. I don't know how far I will go because, like I said, the voice acting is...
He's got a sword. That's cool. Go fight
visually,
this.
Yeah, he's got a sword, and you can attack the nightmares. The nightmares will lay forth these worm creatures that will pop up out of the ground, and you have to take your wooden sword and beat them back. Yeah. What I really want to do is chase the bird down, though, and kill him. Because the game starts out, you're trying to ignore the bird, who's a little over-optimistic, and you're just trying to drink your martini. And so you have your first quest is to go find some ice cubes. You go through and jump through some hoops, and you come back with your ice, and somebody has stolen your martini.
Oh, well, that's a bummer for the pajama boy and his bird.
Yeah, pajama boy and his bird.
Yeah.
on their quest for figment of my imagination.
Yeah. Well, I've seen worse. This looks all right.
No, like I said, it is great looking. It's a really good looking game.
All right. Well, we've come to that time of the show again where we guess
combat's
our games.
Combat's not that great, Tondagosa.
Oh, he asked about combat?
It's a little bit clunky.
Combat matters. Tondragosa knows this. It's time for this.
It's a meme Mario!
It's where we play Guess Our Game. That's right. Audio from a game of old and new. The tradition is I begin, and I think I'll do that again. So here it is. Brian, I'm going to play this. You see if you can guess what game this is from. I will give you a hint. It is from the last generation of consoles, not the current one we're in, but the one before. Okay?
All right.
Here you go.
Cake for everyone!
Once upon a time, in the land of Titania, there lived
Fat
two
princess.
Princesses.
Oh, well done. Fat princess is correct.
In the Black Forest. One day, while walking through the woods, they came across a most mysterious sight.
Okay, so the giveaway was probably the cake for everyone bit, right?
I've played that game so much. I mean, it's just right around the corner, you know.
I loved Fat Princess. I had so much fun with that game. Nicole, we used to play with Nicole and Eric, and I can't remember who all. And ridiculous amounts of good times were had.
They had a part two, didn't they? Didn't have a...
No, they had a game called Fat Princess Adventures, but I never checked it out. I don't know what it is. It might be okay. I don't know. I have no idea. I should probably check it out.
I would love to see more of it, though.
Yeah. So there's that.
Was that really PS3?
Yeah, it was PS3. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that just feels...
There's a PS4 up-res version, I think, but the original game was definitely PS3.
Right. Played, and that was Titan Studios, right?
I don't know. Was it Titan? I don't know.
think it was tiny.
All I know is there was cake for everyone. That's all I know for sure.
One bit.
Here's how I can prove it.
Cake for everyone!
That's everyone, cake. not just you and me, everyone. All right, Brian, here's your clip. I don't know what it is. Let's see if I can guess. Streets of Rage?
No. Okay, hold on. But it is 1998.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 1989. Said that backwards.
Oh, wait. I've played this, whatever this is.
Oh, you've totally played it. Let me.
Oh, Golden Axe.
Yes, I was going to say, I was going to give you some hints about the cover art.
Golden Axe. I hated Golden Axe. I hated it. I never liked playing it.
I love hated it. I mean, I was like, I hate this stupid game. I was like, let me try one more time. Nah, I hate this stupid game.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. It wanted to be, I don't like side-scrolling brawler games. That's the genre I've never enjoyed. Never enjoyed it. Like,
that's interesting.
Double Dragon fight. What's the one? Final Fight. Bad Dudes. Like all that stuff. Not into it.
Oh yeah.
You can't do it.
Bad Dudes?
No,
come on.
I can't. I love the name. I didn't like the game. Anything that's side-scroll beat 'em ups. Not into it. Can't do it.
But you got to at least love the He-Man, Dolph Lundgren style cover art to Golden Axe, right?
It's all right, sure.
No, it's not. It was terrible. It was like, oh my God, every time I saw the cover, I was like, I can't play this.
I don't know what it is. Like, there's even been some really good ones recently when that Scott Pilgrim game came out, or movie, they made a game. And the game was like this cool 8-bit looking side-scrolling beat 'em up. And it was maybe one of the best of those ever made. And I can't play them very long. I get bored. Everyone talks about, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade or Simpsons Arcade game or the X-Men Arcade game. Those are all cool games. Not my genre. Just not into it.
Well, it's important to put that arcade part because it is the perfect game length for an arcade. If you're at home, you're going to get bored super quick. But that type of gameplay, oh, man, just... You go up to play, and you're like, I wonder if anyone will join in while I'm playing. Here comes someone.
Yeah.
I'm about to make a friend. I liked it.
Technically,
I liked those games, especially the Simpsons and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Technically, what's the one with, I can't remember the name. Maybe I have the song here. Hold on. Where is it?
So we got both of them today.
Here it is. Cuphead. That's what I was thinking of. Cuphead is basically that too. And I have huge appreciation for Cuphead. I'm never gonna finish that ever.
Oh man, I want to finish it so bad because.
But you're not gonna. You're not gonna.
I'm probably never gonna finish.
No,
it.
If
I'm honest
with
myself. I'm never because it's so hard. It's so brutal.
Those were cool games. Don't get me wrong. Chat room's raving about the X-Men game, too. And they're right. That game was great. I just don't. It's not my genre. It's like that and Tower Defense are my two kryptonites. I just don't like either one of them.
Right.
All right. That's going to do it for that. How about a quick piece of news? So this is interesting. Nintendo's online service is launching soon. Okay.
Yeah,
so we're all getting
finally.
Ready for that. You're going to need it if you want to continue playing, say, Mario Kart online. Won't be free anymore. Several Nintendo games, though, including some big names, will not support the cloud save backups that are currently part of the online service. This has some people kind of weirded out. Company confirmed this to Game Informer yesterday. The reason was probably won't make anyone feel any better. In the statement to Game Informer, Nintendo said that the backup saved stored in the cloud could be used by users to revert for online multiplayer ranking. In other words, they want to cheat by hacking the saves.
Nintendo is surprisingly conservative, very conservative.
I think surprisingly doesn't know how this stuff works. There's ways around all of this. They're bad at online. That's just it. That's how it's always been. Probably always will be.
What makes you think that? Here it is, 2018, and they're just now launching their online service.
Yeah, and up till now, guess what? Friend codes is how we've been friending up, and it's terrible. They're terrible at this. They're so good at so many things. They're bad at this. You're bad at it, Nintendo. You're bad at it. So this isn't helping me be any more excited about this service. But here's some of the games that will not support it right off the bat. They include their own Splatoon 2, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, and Pikachu. There's also fine print for third-party titles like NBA 2K19.
What?
Excuse me. FIFA 19, Dead Cells. Damn it. Dark Souls Remastered. All these games support cloud saves on the PS4 and Xbox One versions, by the way.
Right.
Anyway, it's launching later this month. Nintendo Direct planned for Thursday evening was postponed in light of a deadly earthquake in Hakarakatuku, wherever how you say that. Japan earlier that day, it's believed that Nintendo would have announced the final details on the Switch Online showcase, including a launch date. So we're still waiting to kind of hear what's going to go on. But they were just bad at this part. This is not good for them. And it's super cheap. That service is cheap. Like, it's going to be, what, $5?
Yeah, maybe that's why it's so cheap.
Maybe. But then other games will support it. I don't get it. And also Dead Cells. That's a single-player game. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it like people doing speed runs and then, you know, getting it off the leaderboards and now it looks like you're an awesome player?
Oh, that's interesting.
Might be. That might be what they're worried about. But everybody else does this. You guys are insane.
Nintendo always reminds me of some old guy. I'm going to give it to you, but I don't trust you.
I really don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do the online, so I'm halfway.
I don't trust you, kids.
Really annoys me because they're killing it with so many great ideas right now. They can't get this one right. They never can get it right. All right. Final note here before we go. We got a quick email to read. Dear Scoot and Brian came to us at boopshow@gmail.com. Thanks for bringing... wait, where is it? Sorry. Thanks for bringing Legend of Soulguard to my attention on episode 184, which has subsequently resulted in me recommending my friends try it, and now we're all hooked. I'm not a big mobile game player, but I finally now have something to sit beside Pokemon Go and Hearthstone on my phone. I haven't caved and spent any real dollars yet, but I know some of my buds have already fallen on the sword. Keep up the amazing show. The format rocks my socks, and I have mucho respect for everything you guys do. From Northern Ireland, Tom. And he wanted me to do an Irish accent, but I refuse to do it!
Is this not gonna happen?
I'm not gonna drag your good Irish name to the mud. Yarr,
yes,
a pirate.
Legend of Soulguard. I'm still playing this myself. Not as much as I was, but I still pop in. It's one of the few games that I haven't deleted off my phone, even when I got low on space.
Yeah, it's good.
I was like, nope, keeping
it. It's good. I have it as well. I like it. I've been picking it up here and there. It's a good game. Mm-hmm. If you have a game you want to recommend, or you just have feedback about something we recommended, or you think I'm wrong about Spider-Man, whatever it is, send us an email. Boopshow@gmail.com is the email address. We're at frogpants.com/BOOP. And boopshow.gmail.com is our email address. If you'd like to send us any kind of whatever, if you go to the website, you can contact us there as well. Find us on Twitter @BoopShow. Brian's @TheBrianDunaway. I'm @ScottJohnson.
Oh, hi.
And our Reddit page is boopshow.reddit.com. It's going to do it for us. There is going to be some codes after the show. So if you're here live, stick around. We'll give you some game codes just for being nice and hanging around with us. Sound good? Sounds good to me. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Brian, and for you. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, Brian.
Game on!
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam.